How deserted lies the city once so full of people, Lamentations 1:1. The roads to the city mourn, Lamentations 1:4. I read an article this week about Zoom and why it is so exhausting to us. And there are a number of reasons, and many of them resonated with my soul, but there was one that really hit home. Drawing from the work of Gianni Perio Pettigarelli, I'm sure I've murdered that and I apologize, Manru Jiang says, "The video call is your reminder of the people we have lost temporarily. It's the distress that every time you see someone online, such as your colleagues, that reminds you we should really be together in a workplace or here at our church building." In today's gospel, the disciples are walking near the great city. They're walking with others, no distance between them, close enough to walk and talk with a stranger. And the stranger they walked with laid out the story for them. But more than that, the stranger's presence gave them a physical reaction. We're told that their hearts burned within them. You know what that's like. You've doubtlessly had those moments when you are with someone and spirit presses in, and before your brain can even tell you why, your body knows something is happening. Sometimes it's our guts, sometimes it's goosebumps, sometimes it's our hearts burning within us. And so when they came to the end of their shared journey with the stranger, they invited him in. And it's in the act of breaking bread together that their brains caught up with their bodies and what they had been telling them. Finally, as they broke bread together, their brains caught up and said, "This is Jesus." They recognized him in the very embodied experience of sitting at a physical table with someone and nourishing their bodies. It says, when he was at the table with them, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and began to give it to them. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And Lamentations 1:1 says, how deserted lies the city once so full of people. And Lamentations 1:4 tells us the empty roads to the city mourn. Like a Zoom meeting, something about this week's gospel reminded me in my gut and in my heart that things are not right. As this gospel speaks to what happens when we are together, as Manu Jiang says, the video call is our reminder of people we have lost temporarily. The American church has this propensity to avoid lament, to jump to hope, to maintain the status quo, to keep things going, to say, sure, COVID-19 is dangerous and deadly and loss is encircling the globe, but join us on YouTube or Zoom. All is well. But the deeper call from Spirit in this season is lament. We need to get better at lament. We need to read the Gospels and allow even the good news to trigger lamentation. On Easter, one of our community members expressed how wonderful it was to finally see Reed again. He had a prelude and a postlude from Reed, and it was so wonderful to see him again. And it was also hard because seeing him reminded us that he wasn't there. It was so wonderful, and her soul ached as she saw him. This is exactly where we need to be in this season as people. Grateful that we can be connected, but not disconnected from the lament of this season. Our whole world will have lamentation to work through on the other end of this. The church holds a special place in this work. We worship a God who is near the brokenhearted. So we too need to be near the brokenhearted and near to our own broken hearts. So as our Emmaus road this Easter season is a desolate journey, journeying in exile on an empty road, with gospels and lamentations, with Christ and the absence of Christ, with resurrection and death, with good news and grief, my invitation is to feel it all and to let your heart burn within you. Let it burn with longing, longing for love, for justice, for liberation, for one another, for welcome. Let your heart burn within you. Amen.